And good morning and welcome. It's time for our one-on-one with the pros. And we have Trevor Dorsey on with us here with Regions Bank. Long time no see. How you doing there, young man?
Good. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing pretty good. You've been busier than busy. But then again, that's what we do. I mean, when we're trying to take care of folks and their needs and everything else, that's what Regions is known for. And even though folks might not be hanging out in the lobby, the services are still being engaged, aren't they?
Oh, yes, sir, they are. We, currently with the COVID situation and the SBA Payment Protection Program loans, we've kept plenty busy and still try to take care of our customers as quickly as possible. And I know a lot of other banks have been jumping through hoops just like us to make sure that clients are taken care of, and I think that's our number one priority right now. Everybody's got a little bit of anxiety about everything that's going on, and so we're trying to help ease that and work with our clients, not just on those programs, but right now we've been trying to help some clients, maybe with some deferrals on payments and different things to help them get over the hump.
You know, there are a lot of people who aren't aware that deferrals are something that you can seek. And some folks, they might feel embarrassed or what have you, but that's why that's in effect, so that when you have a genuine certifying got papers on it, hard time like we've got going on right now, they can seek that request and get a remedy.
Oh, you bet. I would encourage any customer right now, maybe that's been furloughed or lost a job, or there's all kinds of things going on right now that could cause an impact or an effect in your current cash flow situation. Mm-hmm. And I'd encourage everybody to reach out to their banks. The banks are here. Regions is certainly wanting to help our clients get through this difficult time. We're partners in this thing, and so we have to work with them and help them get through it and get back on their feet. And so right now, there's just a lot of different ideas and things that we put together to help clients get through this time. And some clients are needing new loans right now. We had a lot of clients when this thing started that might have been in the process of buying a new car, a new home, maybe needing working capital or for their business. And I know not every business has been closed by the COVID situation, but a lot have been greatly impacted, and then that also impacts the employees.
Mm-hmm.
So right now is just a difficult time, and we're working as frantically, if that's a good word, to make sure that we get everybody taken care of and we help ease their anxiety and fears, that we are going to be there for them and be their financial partner, not just in the good times, but there are bad times, and we have to be there.
Now, one thing that is taking place here, we're seeing a little bit of daylight. Some businesses are able to reopen under the strictest of guidelines, as we know. And one by one, some of these restrictions are going to be lifted, and we're going to see some new daylight. And when things get back to whatever the new normal is, there are going to be some needs. Folks are always going to need a home. Folks are always going to need a car to get back and forth, back to their jobs and everything. And those are services that you take care of when it comes to issuing loans with folks who seek them.
You bet. You bet. As you said, you hit the nail on the head, and people still need new depository accounts and other services. So we've got to continue to do that along with these new payment protection program loans. And depending on how long this transition is, there may be businesses or individuals that need additional help in getting over the hump and getting through this transition period. And so, we're going to be there to help those clients get through that. And we want them to know that we're there for them. And as you said, I know sometimes in difficult situations, people tend to hide for the lack of a better word whenever they should be reaching out. And so, again, I would encourage everyone to reach out. Let us know what your situation is. We can't help you get through it unless we know all the difficulties you're currently facing.
And, you know, and that's the thing I love about a bank that's been nestled in our community for a long time. There in Nowata, been there for a long time. Beautiful building, I might add, too. And you're setting up some roots here with another branch soon in the Bartlesville area.
Yes, sir. That Bartlesville branch is coming along. Not nearly as quickly as I would probably like to see, but unfortunately, it got caught in the COVID crossfire.
Yeah.
Crosshairs, and so that slowed things up a little bit, but we are on track, I think, to hopefully have construction or the renovations, some more renovations and construction wrapped up, I hope, here by the end of June and get things rolling there in that market. We do have a lot of clients in the Bartlesville and even maybe over in, we got some in Osage County and Chautauqua County in Kansas, and so being a little bit closer that direction is going to help us with those clients. Obviously servicing them and developing new relationships along the way.
Trevor Dorsey with Regents Bank, I have a question for you. When it comes to COVID-19, you really had to change your business somewhat. What have you learned that you can bring and maybe even move forward with after all this is over, after it becomes a footnote in history? What can you say kind of opened your eyes to maybe some new technology or new ways of doing business, if there are any?
Well, you and I, Tom, have talked about in previous conversations all the technology that's available, and I think through this process, a lot of people that maybe were a little bit scared of technology adverse have kind of learned how to use some of those products and services that maybe that they were I'm not real tech savvy myself, so I am not probably the best teacher for someone that uses those products and services, but I know we've had a lot of people that have gotten setting up on online banking, where they can view their accounts, they can transfer funds, they can make deposits. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think now we're at the day and age where you can take a picture of a check with your phone and deposit it to your account. But, a lot of customers have had to kind of embrace that, and so I think they've developed into some products and services that we have that maybe they wouldn't have. They kind of maybe got forced into those products through this transition. And I think, with the lobbies closed, we've managed. We obviously want customers to come in when they need to, so we've been able to open the doors for them to get accounts open, close loans, and do those sorts of things.
By appointment, yeah.
So, I think it's kind of been nice. Maybe it'll help customers get back to that calling ahead and making appointments. We're obviously always here to serve, but, in today's age, a lot of people just pop in on you. And it's kind of nice to have a little bit of lead time so I know what they're needing and what we can kind of prepare mm-hmm. for that client to be there, so we can probably provide a little bit better service when we're more prepared. So maybe that will transition where customers will get back maybe more of a habit to calling in, so that we can help be better prepared and be ready to really get them taken care of as soon as they walk in the door.
We're talking with Trevor Dorsey, and he's with Regents Bank in Nowata, soon to have a branch here in Bartlesville. Hopefully by the time of late June, early July rolls around. But, we've talked about the PPE. We've talked about technology and everything. But everyday banking still takes place. And just because you're not in the lobby, well, we mentioned the electronic stuff, but you got drive-through windows that work just fine.
Oh, yes, sir. We've still got our drive-through, and that's been the girls in the drive-through, I think, have really been hopping to keep everybody taken care of. That's, since the lobbies are closed, we're seeing more customers use that, and I think that's been obviously a lifesaver for us. But again, we do want to get those customers in. We ask that if you need to get in the lobby, mm-hmm. you can call and set an appointment.
Sure.
And, but I know the drive-through has been kind of clutch for us, obviously, in this current situation. And our staff there have done a tremendous job, again, in trying to help ease anxieties and fears of people right now that really don't know, as you said earlier, maybe what the future truly will look like once all the dust settles.
Yeah. And as far as everything else, you know, if we mentioned earlier, too, that the business of taking out a loan is still a practice that's being used today. And all of your other banking services have adapted to still be in full play, which I think is just remarkable now that we're in what we call uncharted waters here with this COVID-19 mess. It's nice to know there's some stability there.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, obviously people still need all kinds of services, and we're still in the thick of that, along with doing and providing some of the other services on the SBA side through the government loans. Mm-hmm. And we got to continue to take care of those client needs. And, you know, we've had a lot of home mortgages and some land purchases, vehicle purchases, and so it's continued. It has slowed down. I won't say that that's not the case, because I think a lot of people, uncertain of what the future may completely look mm-hmm. like or hold, have maybe slowed up on some things that they're doing. But there was a lot of clients that we had, and a lot of people in the community and surrounding communities that were in the middle of purchasing a home, purchasing a vehicle, purchasing some land, growing an operation. And so we had to continue down that path and get those things timely taken care of and get those customers' needs handled as quickly as possible. And so we've had, it's pretty amazing, the staff jumped in, and I know there's been a lot of staff, including myself, that have been up here,